Parashat Bahar at the mountain, and Parashat Bechukotai, my laws. We live in a fallen world. It is dark, it is dangerous, it is confusing, it's a hard, difficult place to live in. It is not a place of rest. Creation is missing the Eden-like rest it enjoyed before the fall of man. Those redeemed by the seed of the woman, the Messiah, will enjoy great rest one day, perfect rest, sometime in the future. In the meantime, it was God's will for his people and his special land, the land of Israel, to enjoy special times of Shabbat, rest. Every seventh day, the chosen nation was commanded to rest. Seven annual holidays gave additional times of rest during the year. Today's Sedra begins with the Lord's command to give his holy land and his holy people a special rest. Every seventh year, the land of Israel and its people would enjoy a sabbatical. Planting and harvesting were not allowed during this seventh year. The land and the people would be renewed and refreshed. And the Lord promised to provide enough food for his people to make it through this time of rest. At the end of seven sabbatical cycles, an extra year of rest was added, called Shanat Yovel, the year of Jubilee. On the Day of Atonement, a new beginning was proclaimed. Properties were to be returned to their original owners. If a man became poor and had to sell his family inheritance, it was not really sold, it was only leased. And the lease ended on Shanat Yovel, the year of Jubilee. And the price of the lease was determined by how soon Shanat Yovel would arrive. In the meantime, if a relative had the resources to buy back the land so that his poor relative who lost the land could return to his property and work it again, that could be done. If the man who leased his property came up with the money to pay off the lease, that could be done. Houses in walled cities could not be redeemed or bought back. They were a permanent sale. But houses in unwalled villages were treated like land, and they could be redeemed and bought back before Shanat Yovel. If a Jewish man became poor, charity was to be given to him, and he was never to be charged interest for a loan to support him. If a Jewish man became so poor that he sold himself as a slave to another Jewish man, he was to be treated very well, like a good employee, never with harshness or severity. And at Shanat Yovel, the year of Jubilee, he was released from his service and could return to his property and enjoy a fresh start as a free man of God. If a Jewish man became a slave to a foreigner, a relative with the resources had the right to redeem him. Or if the Lord prospered that man, the man could redeem himself from his own slavery. Or, at Shanat Yovel, he had to be released. Chapter 26. To whom much is given, much is required. The chosen people were given much, more than any other nation on earth. And in this chapter, the Lord made it clear that obedience to him would be greatly rewarded, but disobedience by the chosen people would be severely severely punished. To whom much is given, much is required. Faithfulness, obedience would result in the blessings of rain, abundant harvests, plenty of food and wine, protection from wild animals, peace with our enemies, supernatural victories over numerically superior enemy forces, and especially the great blessing of closeness to God, with the Lord promising, I will make my dwelling among you, and my soul will not reject you. I will walk among you and be your God, and you will be my people. The blessing of closeness to the living God who saves. But betrayal of the holy God by the chosen people, disobedience to the one who created us and then redeemed us, unfaithfulness to the covenant he made with us would result in the most serious punishments, sicknesses, plagues, bad harvests, starvation, death by wild animals, defeat by enemies, exile from our land. If, however, after experiencing these horrific consequences of disobedience and betrayal, we humbled ourselves and acknowledged our sins, the Lord promised to be merciful to us and graciously forgive us and restore us to himself and restore us, if we were in exile, to our special land. The final chapter of Leviticus, chapter 27, gives us laws about voluntary offerings to support the temple. Beyond the regular tithes and offerings that everyone was expected to give, if a person wanted to, they could give even more. A person could give himself, really his cash equivalent, or members of his family, really their cash equivalents, to support the temple, or animals, or houses, or their cash equivalent, fields and crops, or their cash equivalent, to support the temple and the priests, and really giving to God. Chapter 27. So what should we learn from Bahar, at the mountain, and Bechukotai, my laws? Just like the people of Israel and the land of Israel needed rest, we need Shabbat. We need rest. We need physical rest, and we need spiritual rest. It is a very good thing to take one day off of every seven to rest from work and daily activities and commerce and get renewed physically and spiritually, to assemble with our religious community and think about God and the spiritual rest he has provided for us, understanding that we do not work for our salvation, but rest in the salvation provided by the work of the Messiah. To thank God for the future Eden-like rest that God's people will enjoy in the new heavens, the new earth, and the new Jerusalem. It's good to rest physically and spiritually. That's the way God designed us. What else should we learn from Bahar and Bechukotai? To not take advantage of those in need. To not charge them interest. But instead to try to help them so that they can be restored and get back on their feet. What else should we learn from Bahar and Bechukotai? That the Creator will not be mocked, that he blesses and rewards obedience and punishes and curses disobedience. Throughout our history, the blessings and the cursings indeed came true for the nation of Israel, just like was promised in this chapter. For our disobedience and betrayal and unfaithfulness, the Lord sent enemies at various times to attack us and conquer us. And he withheld rain from us. He exiled us 3 times from our land. The first being the Assyrian captivity of the northern kingdom. The second being the Babylonian captivity of the southern kingdom. The third, and the worst and the longest, the Roman captivity. 40 years after the Son of God came. Because that was the greatest betrayal of them all. Betraying God the Father and Messiah the Son. And rejecting the wonderful new covenant that Messiah made possible. The good news is that God is merciful and will graciously restore the Jewish people to himself and restore us fully to our land one day. But understand that restoration is connected to the Jewish people recognizing that Yeshua is the Messiah and acknowledging our sins. And that is something we also will do one day. And as individuals, we should understand that the principle of blessing for obedience and punishment for disobedience applies to us as well. We do not want to make our Heavenly Father angry with us, disappointed with us, grieved by us, inclined to chastise and punish us because of our disloyalty, unfaithfulness, disobedience. Rather, we want to try with our obedience and our faithfulness to make him happy so that he gets nachas from us and wants to be close to us and bless us and reward us abundantly. Finally, we should learn that God is worthy of our generous giving. A Jewish person who loved the Lord and had the resources and wanted to express his gratitude could give beyond his ordinary giving. Again, the cash equivalent of himself or members of his family, houses, animals, fields, crops to support the temple and the priests. Those of us who know the three-in-one God of Israel, that he created us, and then when we participated in the rebellion of the fallen angels, redeemed us, are expected to be generous givers of our time, our talents, our treasures, to serve the Lord and support good works that he approves of. And there may be times and situations where we may want to go even beyond that and be even more generous givers of our time, our talents, and our treasures. And I am sure that that will please him and cause his face to shine upon us and be gracious to us in a very special way. Amen. Rabbi Glenn.